it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
That's a very good question. Welcome to the Spano Black Deck. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. Well, they give us a lot of love. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about the radio on the go, the platforms, the devices, and all the other stuff that you can get, not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if you have one of those devices, you may think you know something about it, but Joe knows a hell of a lot more. Take it away, Joe.
All right, Bob, let's talk about the many, many ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at sportsbyline.com. Listen live link allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and maybe a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and most importantly, they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
And for all the guys and girls that are defending this republic, no matter where they are in the country, no matter where they are in the world, we're very happy and proud to bring you a little bit of love from home.
Well said, Bob. Mixed bag Tuesday here on the attack. It's going to be a little bit of everything. Going to be NBA. There's going to be NFL. There's going to be college basketball, maybe. There's going to be Major League Baseball. It's going to be fun. There's going to be frivolity. You name it, we have it on this Mixed Bag Tuesday. And up next, we'll tip it off. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, and at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip off this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right after this short timeout.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. We got a big show in front of us here on this Tuesday edition. As Joe said before we went to the break, a lot of NBA. We're bouncing around the NFL as well, and in time permitting, we'll explore other leagues and other venues in the world of sports. But, you know, in between the 2 weeks of the Super Bowl until it actually happens, and we'll have a ton of guests lined up for that. You know, we get to bounce a little bit and have a little bit of fun at the way we like to do it. And, you know, Joe and I, in talking about it and setting things up, well, it's going to be some NBA to start out with, because even though we'll revert to last night's storylines and all that kind of good stuff, there's an intriguing game coming up, Joe, and that's at 7 o'clock tonight, the Celtics and the Wizards, a team in the Celtics that's playing pretty darn good basketball for the most part, and a team that's come around after a sluggish start in the Wizards, who are now at 23-20. But there's some serious bad blood going on between these two basketball teams. Wizards planning on wearing all black in tonight's game because, as they put it, they're going to a funeral.
Well, the last time these two teams got together, it got extremely chippy. It got ugly. And there was players waiting outside of locker rooms and everything else, Bob. So the Wizards are clearly sending a message. And if I was the officials, I'd get a grasp on this one quickly, because I got a funny feeling it's going to be chippy from the start. And if the officials don't rein this in quickly, this could get real ugly. I'm not saying Malice in the Palace ugly, but,
right.
You know, when you start having teams wearing all black, saying they're going to a funeral, well, they're making their intentions clear, are they not?
Oh, yeah.
I think they've made their intentions pretty clear. I think you'd agree there. Well, if you think that's going to fall on deaf ears with the Celtics, as I said, these two teams don't like each other. As I said, my expectations is chippy early. It escalates with the Wizards saying they're wearing all black because they're going to a funeral. There'll be an equal reaction by the Celtics, maybe not in attire, but certainly they're going to be on edge. And the first bit of real chippiness is going to escalate very, very quickly. So if I was these officials, I'd be ready to call this one tight, and I'd be ready to start ejecting players. Because if you don't get this one under control quickly, you've got potentially, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm not talking Malice in the Palace, babe.
Right.
You've got benches clearing, you know. You may have something like Heat Knicks back in the day with a coach hanging on to a big guy's ankle, something along those lines, if you remember Jeff Van Gundy.
One of the great images ever.
It could get ugly quickly, and I understand basketball players generally can't fight, but every once in a while there's a Kermit Washington and a Rudy Tomjanovich. This could get real ugly real quickly, and this is one of those fights where it's not just pushing and shoving. I have a feeling punches in a major way could get thrown if they don't rein this in quickly, Bob.
Yeah, I think it's a fair assessment. And, I mean, look, this goes back, John Wall clotheslining Marcus Smart, and you know, nothing. He got a call for a flagrant, but nothing really happened out of it other than that. And then Jay Crowder with the finger to the nose in the last matchup, and players calling out, Otto Porter calling out the Celtics as a dirty team, and all the stuff that went along with it. This reeks of old NBA, which, you know, I've seen some of the guys talking about it. I was listening to Brad Daugherty. yeah, this isn't so bad. It's pretty good for the game. It gives you yeah, it is. I mean, in the fact that, yeah, people will be paying attention to the game. It's just a regular season game between two conference rivals. But honestly, it's not what you want to see in the NBA. And the old school thuggery and chippiness that really highlighted the league for a long time, you don't want to even see that in isolated moments. There's too much beauty and grace and talent in the league to really justify that kind of stuff. And I'm with you. I got the quick hook on these guys if it goes in that direction. You know it's going to be called tight no matter what, just because of the fact of the dialogue between the two teams. But, you know, keep it in rain. And I'm sure it's something, too, that the league offices, should something happen, will be keeping a very close eye on.
Yeah, well said. I mean, I'm sure Adam Silver and company are, you know, if there's one game they tune into tonight, whether they're still in the office or they're at home, this is the one they'll be sure to watch. And I, like I said, I never like to hear, you know, we're going to a feud. It's just not appropriate, especially in light of what's happened the last couple of days in the world of baseball, where we lost a couple of our own, as it were, way too soon. You know, it's just in poor taste. And I just really hope this doesn't get ugly quickly. I mean, I don't know who the crew is for tonight's game, and you really don't know it until you tune in. But hopefully for everybody's sake, it's a veteran crew, and it's guys that can take control early, because this could get ugly. And as you said, these are two teams that are going in the right direction, especially the Celtics. And there is something great about well-played basketball on any level, from college to the NBA. You'd hate to see it marred by, a lousy group of fights, because basketball players don't fight particularly well. So watching them play basketball is much better than watching them fight.
Yeah. No, very true. You know, again, you talk about the trending. Celtics are playing real well. They really are. And the Wizards started slow this year, Joe. And they started to crank it up. It looks as if their backcourt is peacefully coexisting. Otto Porter's actually turned into the player that you and I thought he was going to be. He's a very solid 15 points, 14 and a half points from the field. And you know, he's shooting at 45% from three. And the rest of the team, they've got those nice players that we like to plug in, those red chips. And they're a very good basketball team. I don't know if they're title contenders, but they're a darn good basketball team, and they're playing well too. I just hope this doesn't turn into a major distraction.
It's going to be a distraction. I mean, I think it's just a matter of how quickly they nip it in the bud.
And there you go.
you know, where else you want to go in the world of the NBA, Bob?
Well, I mean, there were some good games last night, a little unexpected stuff. ESPN ran a pretty cool stat with the, you know, percentage of winning the game, that thing that they do scientifically. You know, and it was six teams won games last night that supposedly they shouldn't have won.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, it was kind of fun. It was, you know, including the Cavaliers losing to the Pelicans. Not a bad place to start right there.
Yeah. No, I mean, hey, you know, these teams on road trips, it's one of 82. Every once in a while, you know, you're going to have that happen, where the Cavaliers head down to New Orleans and lose to an 18-27 Pelicans team. Because for the Pelicans, this is their NBA Finals. And for the Cavaliers, well, it's one of 82, and, you know, we're really waiting for late April, early May when the playoffs start.
Yeah. You know what it is, though, Bud? And I often wonder sometimes whether or not it ends up falling on deaf ears after a point. Look, I understand LeBron's motivation in wanting to call out his team, but you can't call out your team after every single loss. This is the NBA. It happens, as you said. You know, you go into New Orleans, it's one of many. It's not a crucial game in any way, shape, or form. And, oh, by the way, the Pelicans, as we like to talk about, there's one of those teams that you scratch your head and you wonder why the hell they're not playing better than what they are, because of the talent level on the team. And they got caught. But again, they get called out. And I worry about that with them.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're going. But, you know, again, when you watch the NBA regular season unfold, because let's move up to Miami. Warriors on the end of a road trip. Head to South Beach. 15-30 Heat who haven't fired. Dion Waiters, you know, hits the game winner. And the Heat end up winning. Shocking. And the Warriors lose. We'll talk about that and all other things NBA next year on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the coast. Phone is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing. You know, they've increased the character limit, Joe.
On Twitter?
Yes.
When did that go into effect?
I think when Trump got his phone.
Nice. So what's new character limit?
I think it's 220, if I remember correctly. But they increased it. Not a lot.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's great news. Makes my posts even easier to complete.
And there you go.
You can actually write in full sentences and speak English.
And, well,
that's awesome.
So a lot of people don't understand English. So
yeah, well, that's true. This is America. English is the second language. That said, we should probably head back to the world of the NBA. I know we're kind of talking Cavs, Pelicans, and out of that, we're going to start to roll into Warriors Heat. And I guess, as you said, a night with a theme where a whole bunch of teams that, based on statistical calculations and probabilities and power indices and things of that nature, that should have won, lost. And we're talking about the Cavaliers. And, you know, as I say, with the Cavaliers, a lot of times, you know, the realities are, hey, it's just one of, you know, it's one of 82 for them, because this was a game of simply not showing up. You know, they had lost on, you know, they topped Phoenix on Thursday the 19th. They were then home. They lost to San Antonio in a terrific game on Saturday. And then they head to New Orleans on Monday, and they're kind of flat as a board. There's no back-to-backs or anything crazy like that. They just didn't bring it against a talented team that just doesn't get it done under Alvin Gentry, who probably in only a matter of time before he's shown the door. So I wouldn't be concerned about the Cavaliers in this regard. Again, I've often said it. The regular season for a team like the Cavaliers, it's all foreplay. Be the number one seed in the East, get in the playoffs, stay, get healthy, make sure you get back to the NBA Finals, and we'll take care of our business from there. That's what it is. So when they lay an egg occasionally, I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about it at all. Nope. This team basically has been together long enough. They know how to play with each other, and they'll integrate Kyle Korver. They have plenty of time to do that. By the time the regular season rolls towards a close, he'll be integrated. J.R. Smith will be back. Everybody will know their roles, and they'll be a sweet shooting team from the perimeter, with open opportunities on the interior for LeBron and Tristan Thompson. And we'll see if it's good enough to beat the best of the West, which is probably the Golden State Warriors, who, like I said, they lost their seventh on the season. The sky is falling. And they lost it to a 15-30 Miami Heat team, which means a couple of things. Number one, I mean, I you know, it was the last game of a three-game road trip. It was second of a back-to-back, and Miami nightlife is still undefeated. The Heat might not be undefeated, but Miami nightlife kicks ass.
It certainly does.
You know, I don't know how much I would take out of this loss either, except I guess the only thing I can say, it once again spotlights those Golden State Warrior struggles in the fourth quarter, which they've had all year long. Because they're not yet. They have moments where you think they are, but I'm not sure on a night-in, night-out basis they are yet just playing basketball. I still think they're thinking, who gets it here? Where do we go? Did I get mine? Did he get his? And I don't know that they've yet let it fly. And we've seen glimmers of it, and usually you see those glimmers of it when they blow somebody out. But in tight games in the fourth quarter, they have generally struggled this year, and that's something that I think should be still of concern for Golden State. The loss in and of itself here, back-to-back, three-game road swing, Miami nightlife, et cetera, those things happen. But just the way they struggled in the fourth quarter once again, that would be the only thing that worries me, because of the timeline. It's already late January. When is this team going to truly come together? And maybe we're splitting hairs here, but it's a question worth asking. When do they truly come together?
Yeah, well, I think it's a valid question. Steve Kerr is not pushing the panic button. He's called them out a couple of times on a couple of different things. Yesterday wasn't one of them. He called out players on the All-Star voting. But with that being said, and I think there's a contrast here. Golden State was supposed to go undefeated this year, as we all know. And rather than push the panic button every time they lose a basketball game, I almost said football game, the coach seems to have it under control. He recognizes, same as we do, there's going to be a flow to the season. Eventually, hopefully, for them, it will come to the point where they're not thinking about what they need to be doing on a basketball court. The contrast with Cleveland, though, Joe, and I think Cleveland is going to get pressured by Toronto going down the stretch. And maybe they are feeling it a little bit. Now, they're the defending champion, but it seems as if they react an awful lot to losses publicly. Now, I don't know if that's LeBron trying to be a leader. And look, you and I don't beat up LeBron the same way other people do. We recognize his greatness and his ability in the clutch. But in this particular instance, I do think that, because it's been three or four times now this season, that he's called the team out or he said, you know, we need an additional part. Or, you know, sometimes silence is golden. You're going to lose basketball games. You know, you outlined it perfectly on why they struggled yesterday. And it's a loss. It's okay. Not that it's okay to lose, but it's okay it happened. You're going to come back. You're going to win a hell of a lot more basketball games. Chill out a little bit. In this instance, I think following Steve Kerr's example is a better way to go about it at this point in the season.
Couldn't agree more. You know, and again, we know why it happens. We detailed it. There's really not much to talk about here beyond, I guess, for the best of the best teams in this sport. Barring injury, I'll start worrying in April.
Mm-hmm.
If you're still having the same issues, now understand if you're having them in April, it usually means you're just getting ready for postseason. But if as February rolls through in March, when we're doing the final stages of fine tuning and things aren't there, then I might worry. But I really think for teams like Cleveland, like Golden State, like San Antonio at this point, because shockingly enough, they're only 2.5 games back.
It's amazing.
Every time you count them out, they're in. Every time, they're just unreal. So, you know,
you think LeBron would do an opt-out and take less money to go play for Pop?
Not yet. Well, they'd burn the city of Cleveland down if that happened. And I don't mean figuratively either. I mean literally. Yeah. But the truth of the matter is for those teams, maybe even Toronto, unless they make the in-season move that closes the gap. You know, for a lot of these teams, it's just, okay, it's playoff positioning. You know, for some of them, finish in the top one or two. For some of them, make sure you finish in the top half of the conference. And then let's get to late April healthy and start trying to make some magic in the playoffs here. That's really what it is. And I hate to diminish in some ways the current state of the NBA regular season, because I guess up until this year, I thought last year's NBA regular season held lots of intrigue. Yep. The regular season before that and before that and before that also did. Is it me or does this NBA regular season, and I didn't even expect to discuss this, this just popped into my head as we're doing this. Does this year's regular season hold zero intrigue? Is it really just like, okay.
Yeah, you know, for the most part, yes, because if you remember correctly, last year, we were already talking a hell of a lot about the NBA. You know, that was a lot of our midweek stuff. There was
a
lot of
things going
on with the league.
I guess because San Antonio and Golden State were both so good, and they were both making the drive for that all-time regular season win record.
Yep.
We were wondering what kind of a challenge that Cleveland would be to them. All these things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not wondering any of that this
year. Yeah, we were going back and forth on whether or not Cleveland as constituted could win, you know, and whether or not they were going to fall short because of the way
the roster
was.
And boy, it's funny. In the regular season, I didn't like them at all. Once the playoffs started and I saw how banged up Golden State was in their struggles, I did a 180 immediately, or 360, got right back to where I started from.
Well, you know what it was, too. And I mean, let's be honest about it. It was the coach. You know, it's one of those pure instances where you can turn around and point the finger directly at the coach.
Right. LeBron James as their head coach, and everything's fine now.
And that's it. And, you know, and for whatever reason, he and LeBron never saw eye to eye. He didn't publicly throw him under the bus, but obviously behind the scenes, he was pulling a magic. And, you know, that's the way it played out. He also, once Tyronn Lue came into place, they also recognized that they could go with that smaller lineup that LeBron preferred. And as good as Mozgov and as big a hero as he had been the previous year, he just didn't fit in that puzzle. And they recognized it, and they won themselves a championship. Well, you know, it happens a lot in the NBA. And this year, though, as you said, the storyline really has been, how's Durant going to fit? And after that, it's kind of fizzled.
Here's the only way we get some intriguing storylines. Couple of these, because I don't think anybody in the West is going to make any major movement. It'll all be about Durant, Golden State, San Antonio actually being a viable player. Everybody else will be what they be, what they are.
That too.
Yeah, exactly. I think the storyline could be in the East. Do the Celtics or the Raptors swing a big deal that allows them to close the margin between them and the Cavaliers? Short of that, outside of a couple of days like this, I'll see you in April. Yeah. More on the NBA before we switch gears here on The Attack, so keep it where it is.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
The great George Wright bringing us back to The Attack. I miss old George. He was a heck of a good guy.
He sure was, Bob. He really was. Good man, great talent, a lot of fun. Goes back to our formative years in this great industry at the great WLIE 540 AM, the incredible Stuart Henry.
Yes.
Making money the old-fashioned way.
He
I heard it from my dad.
Oh.
The old-fashioned way is inheriting it. The newer way is stealing it, but that's a story for another day.
Sometimes you combine both.
Yeah. That's if you're a real pro.
That's it. And we know who some of those are.
Yeah, and we're not going to mention it.
We're back with The Attack. And before we went to the break, I thought you raised an interesting point because there is some basketball to explore here. you know, whether or not in the East, and that is where the storyline could be. Although, amazingly enough, the San Antonio Golden State storyline is still there as well. Who moves and who does what at the trade deadline? It's a dilemma for Toronto and the Celtics. Their path to being where they are now has really been well planned out and well thought out. And to juggle, to disrupt, and we talk about chemistry all the time. These are two teams that are playing very, very good basketball. They're winning a lot. You know, the thought process in the front office may not be we have to make a move to get past the Cavaliers. We can get past the Cavaliers as constituted.
Preposterous. The notion is preposterous.
Toronto's 2.5 games back, Joe.
I know.
So, I mean, you know, it's
But
it's
what did we just spend the better part of an hour talking about? It's all foreplay until we get to the postseason. So for the Toronto Raptors, it's not foreplay. For the Cavaliers, it is. That's the difference. The Cavaliers will turn it on to another gear come the postseason. It's a gear I don't know that the Raptors have, quite honestly.
If I'm them,
I want to shrink that margin, and I think ways of doing that are starting to happen. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about, and I understand it looks like Atlanta, because of how close they've drawn in the East, may have pulled Millsap off the market. I don't know how true that is. I don't know how much of a contender they really believe they are. But, again, I'd love for if Toronto got Millsap and put him at power forward, that all of a sudden, in my mind, shrinks that margin. Because you have another all-star added to Lowry, DeRozan, Valachunas, and role players behind Millsap at power forward, along with a Norman Powell who could take on a bigger role, because Terrence Ross would have to move in that deal.
Right, no question.
And a Corey Joseph as an ideal, you know, backup guard. I mean, they'd still have that depth, and it's starting to come together. Take a look at what Nogueira is starting to do in his increased work. He's now starting at power forward. And, you know, Jakob Poeltl will develop in time and be a guy who can bounce a little bit, you know, obviously primarily the backup center in the short term. But with some of his skills, he could play some four. But if you all of a sudden make a package around Nogueira, Ross, and maybe one of those late number one types, you all of a sudden have a package that could maybe fetch a Millsap. And imagine a lineup of DeRozan, Lowry, Carroll, Millsap. Valachunas.
Right.
Imagine that starting five, Norman Powell being the backup shooting guard / small forward, that wing player who basically would jump into the Terrence Ross role, and he could do it. Guy certainly is a dynamic offensive option. I don't think they'd miss a beat there. Corey Joseph, obviously, is the backup point guard who gets decent minutes and sometimes plays with Lowry. You know, Patterson and guys like that backing up Millsap, and Poeltl, who's still there, backing up Valachunas. That is a very, very deep, talented, versatile, and dangerous roster. And if they can swing that deal, if it's doable, all of a sudden that gap between Toronto and Cleveland, in my mind, shrinks an awful lot. And I'll give you another food for thought with Boston. They do have the parts to go out and get a center, move Horford to his natural power forward position, and then the margin between them, Toronto and Cleveland, that becomes a real three-horse fight in the Eastern Conference postseason that I would pay a lot of money to watch. I run with that because that's the way I'm seeing this as the deadline approaches. Those two teams both have the chips to make a move and close that gap in the postseason between themselves and Cleveland and make that Eastern Conference playoff race real, real compelling pretty early.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I'm not disagreeing with any of the thought process, Joe. My point was, is when you're in the front office and you have a committed process to what you're doing and it's working, that's always that tough judgment call with upper management is, do you disrupt the direction you've been going in? Because there's no guarantee on any of this. You bring in a new body, you don't know what the personalities are, you don't know if they mesh the whole nine yards. Talent-wise, absolutely. You can't deny
sounds like date night, bring in a new body.
Right, yeah. I wish I could do it myself. You know, it. But again, their thought process, how do they feel about it? You and I, from the outside, we feel this is a no-brainer, and we have no brains, so it works that way. But, you know, I would do this. You as an amateur GM, too, you would do exactly the same thing if the move is there to be made. But, again, we don't know what they're thinking and, of course, what's available, as you said very accurately, whether or not Millsap's been pulled off the market remains to be seen. But with all that being said, they're two very competitive teams. You never know what's going to happen. I like the composition of both teams. But, boy, I sure would be drooling over the possibility of adding that one extra piece to make it work as we get towards the finals. And that would be quite intriguing at the trade deadline if those pieces we talked about are out there.
Right. And you know, for Boston, it's a center that moves Horford over to the four. A stud center moves Horford over to the four along with Isaiah Thomas and company, and you're loaded with superstars, aren't you?
Yep.
In addition to great role players, a brilliant coach in Brad Stevens, a team that as a whole is always greater than the sum of the parts. That's a home run.
Yeah, no question about it.
You become real. And they have the parts, and they have the chips to do it. They still hold, Brooklyn, that number one pick from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know, depending on the piece that comes back, you know, that will determine the feasibility of the deal.
Yeah.
So,
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You said stud center. Okay. What if you can get a second tier guy?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm talking along the line.
How far down the second tier?
I'll throw a name out there. I don't know that he's available, not available, whatever the circumstances are, but he's on a team that's not doing too well. Robin Lopez.
Mm-hmm. Not going to get you that. You're not getting Brooklyn's pick.
No. Oh, no. Of course not.
I'd like that. I'd like that. Defensive presence, quality fourth scorer, good rebounder. I don't have to run a ton of stuff for him. Probably doesn't upset my offense very much. Reasonably athletic, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, all those things are there. Think he slides Horford to a better position. Think I make myself better. And in some ways, you're skinning the cat. I don't have to trade that coveted Brooklyn pick, which is going to be a good pick.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a top three pick, as you've said many times. And, you know, it's going to be a draft loaded with point guards. And obviously, if you pick somewhere in that top three, you're probably picking a point guard, which means that some guys go on the hop and they do a bit of a roster shakeup. But that's not a bad idea either. That may be the more realistic option. That level of center in that I don't know that Cousins is going to be available. I don't know that you're going to be willing, if you're Boston, to pay the price for Brook Lopez. So a guy like that might be a good fit if he becomes available. I don't know that he's going to be. I don't know. Here's another guy that always seems to become available just because they spent a lot of money on him and he's a terrible fit. I wonder if you go to Milwaukee and pry Greg Monroe away from them. And for that matter, if you're Boston, I wonder if you want to. They don't play much defense.
Yeah.
So, you know, the second level guys, and I'm not even concerned about how much money they make or don't make.
Right.
It's more of, if I get a second level guy, what's it going to cost me in resources? And as long as we stay clear of that Brooklyn number one pick, you got a fighting chance. But I, like you, have always believed that Horford much better served at the four with against other small ball lineups, moving inside to the five is fine. But it'll elevate his game. You'll get another better piece on the floor. And I think I would like the composition of the Celtics much more. I'd love for it to be Boogie Cousins, because then we all get excited.
Mm-hmm.
But, or even Brook Lopez.
Yeah.
I think both would change things an awful lot. and shrink that margin. But again, that discussion, especially Boogie Cousins, starts with Brooklyn's pick.
Yeah. I mean, boy, you know, you bring up Brook, and I understand the Nets, if they could move him. I mean, he's 100% healthy now, and he's...
You know, it is,
he'll be old.
Right.
Right.
So therein lies your problem. It's not really... So, you move Brook because of your timeline, not because of anything he has or hasn't done.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
And again, you know, love him off, they still can't rebound a lick.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what his allergy is to rebounding the basketball, but the guy cannot rebound the lick. But with some of the other pieces on that roster, that doesn't bother me. Don't know that I'd want to give back Brooklyn its number one for it, but that'd probably be the price it'd fetch. Otherwise, I'd just hang on to him. What do I got to lose?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, if you're the Nets, that's the starting point of the conversation. You know, if you say no, we're hanging up the phone. If they were able to get him, Joe, I put them right there with the Cavaliers. With Isaiah Thomas, Brook Lopez, and Al Horford, I just those three, and I'm leaving out, you know, obviously other terrific players with Boston. They're every bit as good as the Cavaliers. Maybe they're better.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. They're right there. Would you agree also as far as Toronto? And again, I don't know that Millsap is on the market.
I've heard maybe.
If Toronto were to make the move, now, again, this is not me, and I don't think this is fantasy land move.
No.
Nogueira is a young guy he's really developing. But if you're Toronto, the window's now. I don't know that you can wait for him to develop. And, you know, I think that, along with Terrence Ross, who has a defined role in Toronto, but we all agree free of Toronto, where there's a team with a lot that's a lot more limited in its resources on the wings. Terrence Ross takes off and becomes your number one guy, you know, along with one of those number one picks that's going to be right at the end of the round. That's a pretty fair package for a guy in Millsap who could opt out at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And if you're Toronto, well, the truth of the matter is, yeah, you've given up some quality young pieces, but Norman Powell becomes your Terrence Ross all over again. And if you could figure out, and Nogueira is a nice piece, but if you got a shot to make a run, you take a shot, especially when you already have Jakob Poeltl there. What do you say we pick that discussion up right there as we tie a bow around hour number one of the attack? We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month.
but you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're talking basketball as well. We should. Joe, I'm firmly of the opinion, unless we get the Boogie Cousin move or something along those lines, if anybody's going to make a big splash, it's going to be Toronto. And that's with that kind of move that we've been discussing. Maybe the smaller splash on the part of Boston if they try to get a serviceable yet not top-tier center so they can move Horford around. I kind of see it that way. We'll see how it plays out. But I do think Toronto has the pieces to put together that really big move. And maybe they'll do it.
Yeah, I think the pieces are there. I think the pieces are there, and I think you'd agree with me. And again, I'm fixated on Millsap. There's other power forwards around the league of comparable quality that may end up coming available. You know, I just don't know. But I think power forward is probably where their focus would lie. Would you not agree?
Yep. I think that's 100% accurate.
And I think that's where they're going to go to up their game. And with guys like Terrence Ross and Norman Powell, pick which one you want, we'll keep the other, right? With a guy like Nogueira, who's a young talent, and one of their picks at the back of the first round, that's a compelling package for a good player. That'll make the difference and push them over the top and address that weak spot, the power forward spot or relative weak spot.
Yep.
So we'll be watching. That's a wrap on hour one. Fun, lively hour it was. More to come in hour two of the Spano and Black Attack. Bob and I will step aside, but we'll be back with the aforementioned hour two right after this short timeout.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Confirmation of Mike Pompeo to the CIA is confirmed.
And a short time after that vote in the Senate last evening, Mike Pompeo became the new CIA director as the former Kansas congressman was sworn in by Vice President Mike Pence.
TPP wasn't the right way, so we're going back to those countries, one-on-one.
President Trump there shortly after he had pulled the plug on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And Singh again, he does plan to start renegotiating NAFTA soon. Meanwhile, he has a meeting with carmakers today.
The CEOs of General Motors, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler will be in Washington, D.C. for the latest round of the president's push to boost jobs in the U.S. Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Trump looks forward to listening to their ideas about bringing jobs back to the auto industry.
That's Tom Roberts. This is USA Radio News.
We've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here. They open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Georgia's governor expands the scope of his emergency declaration in the aftermath of deadly tornadoes and storms over the weekend.
I extended and expanded the emergency declaration to add 9 additional counties for a total of 16 counties that exist under a state of emergency.
Governor Nathan Deal also saying at that news conference yesterday he'll be submitting a request for aid from the feds. At least 15 people in Georgia were killed during those storms, and he said that emergency declaration will run through the end of January 30th. Funeral services for former astronaut Gene Cernan are set to take place in Houston this afternoon. Cernan, the last man to walk on the moon, will be interred at a later date with full military honors. Doctors say former First Lady Barbara Bush is back to her normal self, even as her husband, the 41st president, is still recovering from pneumonia at a Houston hospital. Mrs. Bush was discharged yesterday. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich is calling for pop superstar Madonna to be arrested for comments she made at the Women's March on Washington. During an interview on Fox News, the Georgia Republican said he believes the entertainer when she said she'd dreamed about blowing up the White House. With more on yesterday's big meeting at the White House between Donald Trump and business leaders, here's correspondent Terry Moore.
The new president opened a meeting with some business leaders and said he wants to keep American jobs in the U.S.
A company that wants to fire all of its people in the United States and build some factory someplace else, and then thinks that that product is going to just flow across the border into the United States, that's not going to happen.
What will happen?
They're going to have a tax to pay, a border tax, a substantial border tax.
Trump suggested there will be incentives for American companies that keep jobs home.
A powerful nor'easter storm is hammering much of New York and New England still. Forecasters say the worst of the storm has already hit the region, but a flood watch and winter weather advisories remain in place for much of that region into the morning today, the nor'easter drilling New York nearly a year to the day after a record-setting blizzard struck it. And the full title for Star Wars Episode 8 has been released, as Lucasfilm announced yesterday. It's going to be called The Last Jedi, billed as the next chapter of the Skywalker saga. The Last Jedi will be released on December 15th. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. number. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA is the home base. And if you're a Twitterite, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Joe was very excited when I told him the character limit on Twitter went up. So, we'll expect your tweets, and we'll respond to them accordingly. But in today's day and age, Twitter, all the other things, well, it's all about radio on the go. It's all about platforms, devices, and Joe Spano.
Well, I like when it's all about me. So with that being said, since it's all about me, let me talk about the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com.
Yeah.
There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more. Sportsbyline.com. You've got the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least, of course, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Indeed, they do. And if you belong to the armed forces and you're stationed anywhere in this country or anywhere in this world, for that matter, a couple of guys here in New York appreciate the fact that you're protecting this country and our rights and our right to sit here and spout nonsense on the microphones. You know, it's not easy. Not everybody gets to do that in their respective countries. So we appreciate it. We love you guys for it.
I don't think we'd be permitted anywhere else. So
it's a good point.
Nonsense we spout.
I don't think we're permitted in Delaware.
Also true. Usually we hit that on the way to Philadelphia. Oops, I think we've gone too far. That said, we'll spout more nonsense next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on
on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Joe and I have been doing that all morning. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senor Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Hey, Joe, when did we move to Seattle? Has it, like, ever not rained since Thanksgiving?
I don't want to talk about it. It's raining again. It's raining again. I don't know how bad it is out now. I know it was more windy and misty than anything else this morning when I was out. You know, I'm out and about by sometime around 5 a.m. Eastern time, so it wasn't too bad and unmanageable. Is it any worse now?
Nah, the wind has actually pretty much stopped. But
how about the rain? Is it just misty or is it hard rain?
It's just misty. But I feel like I'm in Seattle, man.
There you go. Well, you know what most people in Seattle do? They drive down to Portland, go to that bridge, and jump off.
That's it.
So
I'd rather not. By the way, I
know we're on the air now, but don't let me stop you. If you feel compelled, jump to get in the car, drive to Portland, and jump off the bridge.
No. Hey, you like to lead. You're the leader of the pack. I'll follow your example.
Well, no, you know what'll happen. Here's my luck. I'll jump off the bridge, but I won't drop dead. I'll just get some major disfiguring injury, and I'll end up living like the next 40 years like, well, I live like a vegetable now, but I'll even be more so of a vegetable. So
I'll do my luck.
I'll
do what I've done the entire time we've known each other. I'll feed you oatmeal with a spoon and hope you don't poke your eyes out.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? You want to do any more basketball, this NBA basketball this hour before we move on to other things? I did find a little bit of an interesting nugget. We were talking about the Raptors, and this is something I didn't know. Probably would have been nice if I had actually done this while we were doing the segment, but I'm not that ambitious. This year's draft, the Raptors not only own their own pick, They own the Clippers pick, too.
Yep.
So they've got the goods. Because maybe they, you know, maybe to sweeten deals, Terrence Ross, better of the two picks, because we know the Clips are probably going to make the playoffs. But how much more than that can they be just because no Chris Paul, Blake Griffin missing chunks of season? You know, I mean, that pick is going to fall somewhere in the teens, probably just outside the lottery. It's not great because you want to be in the lottery, but I mean, you know, it's a mid-first round pick, a player of the ilk of Terrence Ross and Nogueira. That's a pretty compelling package.
Yeah, it is.
For the right four that could upgrade that thing for them. And particularly a four with a little range that could stretch it a little bit. I know I'm fixated on Millsap.
No, I know.
You know, Ryan Anderson, but I don't think he's going anywhere because I believe he's in Houston, and, well, they're playing pretty good basketball. You know, with D'Antoni as their coach, they'll never be a story to us, but because once they get to the playoffs, they'll be done quickly.
Right. And we'll talk about it then. But we'll talk about them then. Oh, look, they're out. I've got a bit of an intriguing curveball for you.
I love curveballs. Can't hit one, but I like them.
Yeah, me too. I'm not sure that it would cost Toronto as much. They would have to have a lot of things happen, including waiving a no-trade clause. What about Carmelo?
You know what?
I think he
functions best at the four anyway. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not like he defends anybody.
Right.
But boy, you know, you want to talk about rebooting this thing for the Knicks? Terrence Ross.
And the Clippers.
Nogueira. And another pick right around the fringe of the lottery, pair of picks, because the Knicks would still have, the Knicks actually have their own pick this year.
Yeah.
And they might just make the playoffs, so it'll be, you know, just outside the lottery. Think about the changes. If one of those two picks catch, now all of a sudden, look at what you've got. Now, it's a curveball, and it's a good way for us to kind of leave Toronto, sort of, and talk something else, but I like that, because the Knicks have to find a way to get out from under Carmelo. It's not working. Phil doesn't want him here. Well, Phil has a coach he doesn't want. I don't know who's going to be here, but just think about it. You move Porzingis at 7'3" in today's NBA. I guess he's a 5 on most nights, right?
Yeah.
Nogueira comes over. He's your 4. Terrence Ross is your 3. Courtney Lee is the perfect 3rd, 4th option type as your 2. Glue guy veteran, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you commit tepidly to Derrick Rose, because I don't know what kind of market there's going to be for him.
Yeah, I think they address that next year.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's fine. Because one thing, he's been a mercurial character, to be kind. But it looks like at times some of the old Derrick Rose as opposed to old Derrick Rose is back. But if you think they move forward, fine. They address that going forward. And then you have other pieces like Hernan Gomez, who looked terrific. They have the other Eastern Bloc kid.
Kuzminis, yeah.
Yeah, you say it. They like him. You know, there's pieces. If you watched the telecast on TNT last night, Reggie Miller extolled the virtues of some of those young pieces and talked about the fact that those guys should play, especially Hernan Gomez. So all of a sudden, that trade, it certainly closes the gap, potentially, if you can integrate Carmelo. And for the Knicks, it's the reboot. They're young, they're talented, and they're pretty dynamic. I like that all the way around. As we say, it's just crazy enough to work, which means we know it won't happen.
Well,
and as you said, yeah. The hurdle is, would Carmelo go to Toronto? If he wanted to win, he would.
Yeah.
How bad do you want to win?
And that's it. How bad do you want to win? You know, you were starting to say that, and it's 100% right. But here's the thing. First of all, I don't think Phil would be able to get all of that out of Toronto. I think it would be Terrence Ross and the draft pick.
Couldn't get Nogueira, too?
I don't think so. Not at Carmelo's age.
What is he, 131?
Well, you know, in basketball years, kind of.
Yeah. All right.
And this way, you know, you talked about Nogueira being a rising star. You got to give up one.
But he's a rising player for sure.
You're giving up Terrence Ross, who we know will flourish.
I believe
you keep a younger piece.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to give up all of it. You give up the clip pick.
Yeah, man, we get the better of the two picks. Yeah, okay.
You know, and if you're Phil, you're out from under the burden of the contract. You got significantly younger.
The Knicks the problem is, are both teams over the cap? Do the Knicks have to take back salary to make this work?
Yeah, I mean, dollar and cents wise, I'm not exactly sure. Maybe they would have to do a little maneuvering. It's amazing how when it happens, though, all of these things manage to work themselves out.
Well, what you do is you find, give me all your crappy expiring contracts, and I'll take them. Solves my problem. We get it done this year. All the money's free for next year.
Right, exactly. So, you know, with that being said, and we've talked about how even in this constitution of the Knicks team, and I was looking at the game yesterday, they won the basketball game. But
they tried to lose it. Don't give them credit. Don't take credit away from them. They tried their best to lose that basketball game.
I think this is where Jeff Hornacek is missing to a certain point. In that, you know, look, you've got to play Carmelo at the four. And you have to play Zinger in the middle. And then as they need rest or, you know, certain lineups or whatever, you move them around accordingly. But they're not going to win with the starting lineup that they put out last night.
Well, Joakim Noah's done. It was one of the worst signings that could have been made. I think me and you talked about it at the time. Player we used to love, there's just no tread left on that tire. Right. And it was we said at the time it wouldn't be money well spent. Boy, is it not ever. Well, actually, he's going to start teaching me how to shoot free throws. That was some free throw last night. Did you see that one that was about wide left?
Barry-esque. You know, as you said, and accurately so, you know, there's plenty of bad contracts on teams where people are waving towels at the end of the bench.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them back up and give you 10 minutes. I mean, you got to pay them anyway. So.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And Zinger struggled last night, but those things are going to happen. But I look at this team. I like Kuzmiskis. He's a pretty good player. Well, he only played 11 minutes last night. Didn't score. Hernan Gomez is a very intriguing player. Holiday as well. There are some pieces here I'd like to see more of to see exactly what they have. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what Reggie Miller said. More NBA. We'll move on to other things. Boy, we move slow, but we keep it fun. That's all next on The Attack. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're talking hoops and lots of it. You know, I threw you a little bit of a curve, Joe, but I think it's actually something that makes sense. But obviously, Carmelo would have to waive his no trade. And I think you raise a really good point. Is he about winning or is he about Carmelo?
I've always thought he's an awful lot about Carmelo. If winning came along the way, so be it. You know, truth be told. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a business. What he's chosen to do for a living is play basketball. You know, that's the truth of the matter. You know, he's chosen basketball as his vocation. So guess what that means? He doesn't have to choose anything that he doesn't want to. He's got a no-trade clause in his. He doesn't have to go anywhere. That's his choice. Again, and then we say, well, Carmelo's about Carmelo. The way he forced his deal out of Denver and compromised the Knicks in order to acquire him showed he was all about Carmelo. He got what he wanted. He got to New York. Said he was going to win in New York. We're still waiting. Don't think it's going to happen here. The mix just doesn't work on so many levels. GM doesn't really want you here. Why he resigned you, I don't know, but, well, you know. You know, Phil has not done a great job here. He really hasn't. And, you know, again, and James Dolan's had his grubby little hands in the mix, too, which has kind of ruined everything. But, you know, this is where Carmelo gets a chance to say, you know what? Yeah, he's 30-plus. Toronto's a nice cosmopolitan city. It's not that far from New York. You know, it's not like there's all these great opportunities for Melo. You know, what's he doing? He plays basketball, that's it. There's no great marketing outcry for Carmelo Anthony.
No.
So if you want to go win, go up to Toronto and win. If you want to stay in New York, stay in New York. That's fine. It's, you know, as we like to say, it's your funeral. You know, we'll see.
Yeah, no.
I don't think he goes anywhere. But the truth of the matter, Phil's done a terrible job. He really has. Well, and I think he's been hamstrung in so many ways. I think he's found some nice pieces under rocks like Kuzmuskis and Hernan Gomez and guys like that. And I like some of the pieces that are here. And maybe getting rid of if the deal to Toronto could happen, I think it's just a reboot they need that kind of saves this thing. But the realities are, Phil hasn't made very many right choices here. Number one, number two, James Dolan promises he's going to leave this guy alone, no matter, and he's paying him all this money. It kind of saddled Phil with a coach he didn't want. This coach GM relationship is not a match made in heaven. It's not that Phil doesn't respect Jeff Hornacek, you know, coach's son, all of these things, good guy. It's just not the coach he wanted.
Yeah.
And these two are kind of mismatched. Phil has a definitive way he wants things done, and I don't know that Jeff wants to do it the same way. So everybody kind of compromises, and you know what happens in those situations. It's not like a match. It's not like a traditional marriage. There can't be any compromise. Otherwise, it doesn't work. And that's what's happening here. It's one of the many issues. So I'm wondering how this all shakes out. And I'm wondering how long Phil's around before he gets fed up with Jim Dolan. I mean, he's cashing big checks, but Phil don't need any more money.
True. I mean, he broke up with Jeannie, or Jeannie broke up with him, whatever the circumstances are. For all the speculation about him leaving, there's really been no overt rumblings of somebody heard a conversation or, you know, they have an inside source that he's going to go. I really do believe he's committed to getting this thing turned around. I'm with you. You know, look, the Noah contract sucks flat out. He did find Porzingis. I don't know how. I don't know if he was directly involved, whether he took somebody's word for it, or he just threw a dart at a dartboard. But you know something? When you think of how this roster was constituted last year and the other pieces that he's put in place, you know, I don't know, for all the media speculation and Rose saying, hey, we have our own big three now, whatever the you know, however he wanted to define it. I don't know that Phil thought they were going to turn it around and be a contender this year. I think maybe he has his own process in place, like it or not like it. But they got their own draft pick this year. If they're able to pull something off like we talked about, maybe get another draft pick. You look at the talent that's on the roster this year as opposed to last year. I think Rose goes out the door and maybe they get a Jeff Teague or maybe they address it in the draft. All of a sudden next year, you're really talking. And you got some talent on that basketball team. And all these conversations about Phil not getting the job done go by the wayside. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I do think that Phil is committed to this. However, where I do agree with you, boy, Dolan's fingerprints are still all over the team, and he needs to back up.
But he just won't, Bob. He's such – what I think of him, I really can't say on the radio. I could, but
well,
we'd be out of jobs, which
– Not really. We're on satellite. Robert has a dump button somewhere.
Yeah.
Right, Robert?
Oh, yeah. Man of many words. Thank God he doesn't get paid by the word. He'd be broke.
Truth.
Anything else in the NBA? Because, I mean, you know, we've kind of taken that as far as we can go. We've covered Toronto top to tail.
Was,
the Knicks.
You know, I think it was something worth exploring, to be honest.
No, it absolutely was. No disagreements there. I'm not going to argue with that at all. I mean, you know, to hear Reggie Miller, he said, Kuzmuskis, Hernan Gomez, and Holiday should play 20 minutes at least every night. And they probably should. I mean, what's this team going to do? They're going to make the playoffs. Big deal. I know. Again, it makes Dolan profitable. He's happy. But realities are, you're going to need to find out what these guys are.
Especially since the circus is going away.
Yes. This thing smells like elephant dung at times, so it's perfect. You're not really going to miss the circus. But, you know, you'd like to see what these guys are, to see how big a role they can play and where they fit. You know what I'm saying, Bob? I mean, Hernan Gomez, every time he stepped on the court, has done something good.
Yeah.
You know, his play is inconsistent in that sometimes he gets time, sometimes he doesn't. I'd like to see him play all the time and play 20 minutes every night. And I'd like to see exactly what he has.
Yeah.
Same thing with Kuzmuskis. I'd like to see what he has.
Yep. I think it's fair, and I think it also speaks to what we were talking about with, or what I was talking about with Hornacek and this lineup. You've got to be able to exploit the talent that you have. And I think he's coaching scared in this market. I don't know if it's coming from above. I don't know if he's in the middle of a tug of war between Phil and Dolan or whatever the circumstances. But to our eye, we can see that the better lineup involves Carmelo at a power forward position, Porzingis in the middle, and playing a lot of the youth to complement them. Yet he trots the same lineup out last night. They won the game. They tried to give it away, but if they're winning one out of three the rest of the year, what the hell point does that prove? You know, it's all of a sudden you have, as a coach, you got to make a decision to go with what you know is right to do. And what we talked about is right to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we have the right feel. I understand the edict from El Jefe Grande is make the playoffs because that's how I make money. And unfortunately, that's everything that's wrong with this group, with this organization. It's Jim Dolan.
Yeah.
Get that right and we'll see what happens.
They're almost winning basketball games in spite of him.
He's an unbelievable human being.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a bad guy or not, you know, but he's a lousy owner.
Yeah. Always has.
Any other stories within the NBA beyond a whole bunch of teams that should have won, lost? And I think we covered the important ones. You ready to swing on to some other stuff within the world of sports?
Yeah, just one last thing. The Clippers are getting Blake Griffin back.
Yeah.
And that matters.
Oh, it does. I mean, they've got to make sure they make the playoffs. You know, and where they end up remains to be seen. But I think they're in. I don't think they can fall below 7. I really don't. I think with the bottom of the West the way it is, they're hard-pressed to fall out this year. Had it been other years where the West was all kinds of deep and talented, they might be fighting for their playoff lives.
Yeah, I think that's a really good assessment because it is a little bit weird this year. They got sub 500 at the bottom in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, that's the West has lost a lot of its depth, and a lot of that has to do with a disappointing Portland Trail Blazers group and a couple of other teams that we expected to take the next step, and, well, quite honestly, they haven't.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're looking at it, and it's funny because we're going to get up against it here, so we might as well finish with some basketball. If you're looking at that bottom group, and, I mean, Memphis is in the 7 at 26 and 20. When you lump in Denver, Portland, New Orleans, and Sacramento, any of those four teams could sneak in. I mean, you're talking about the difference between 19 games back and even taking it as far as Minnesota, 21 and a half games back. If one of those teams gets a little bit hot, they could sneak in as an 8 seed.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, Bob. You're 2,000% right. You know, next segment, let's hit everything. We talked about a bunch of things that we were going to get to, and we didn't get to any of it. So we'll try and run through it, not necessarily rapid fire. We have hump day to get to whatever we don't do today. I don't see any marquee stories coming out between now and tomorrow. So we'll move it along next here on The Attack.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. Hey, Joe, I got a little bit of trivia for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you know in the Vegas books, and we're Vegas people, we like it, and we also like to bet.
You ever see the episode of the Flintstones?
Oh, yeah.
Bet. I'm betting with Arnold on marbles later.
Which, by the way, they lifted that one directly from the Honeymooners. But there was more money wagered, now obviously because of the odds, on the Cleveland Browns in the legal sport books all around the world, and some of the illegal ones, than on the Atlanta Falcons.
Interesting.
Now, odds obviously had something to do with it. You know, you get one of those freak ears and everything goes right, and, you know, you find yourself a gazillionaire. But nobody believed in Atlanta going to the Super Bowl. And more people actually bet on Cleveland.
To go to the Super Bowl?
To go to the Super Bowl.
Get out of here.
I'm totally serious.
Wow.
A little fun fact. Now, it's
N-U-T-Z.
Obvious. I mean,
N-U-T-Z, nuts.
I think the odds on Cleveland were 500,000.
Yeah, it's so like, if a miracle happens, my life changes.
Right.
I'm a millionaire.
But
gotcha.
I did find that intriguing. That was, you know, because, you know, hell, we talked about it during the regular season. Atlanta fooled us last year. We started to think they were fooling us again this year. And then, lo and behold, they're going to Tampa. So, I mean, you know, not bad. Super Bowl Long Island, as I like to call it.
Okay. All right. Speaking of the Browns, you want to talk football? The Browns, the tremendous, a great segue here, the tremendous one-win Cleveland Browns signed Jamie Collins. The linebacker they traded a third-round compensatory pick to the New England Patriots for is now going to stay in Cleveland long-term. 4 years, $50 million, $26 million in guarantees for a 27-year-old linebacker that is extremely versatile, extremely talented, also an extreme freelancer, and while a very good player, I don't know that I'd be wanting to pay him in the same vein that I'd be paying Von Miller, Justin Houston, or Clay Matthews. I don't know that he makes that kind of impact on the game. But I guess if you're Cleveland, you're so far under the cap, so devoid of talent, one mildly inflated contract really doesn't make much of a difference. But, you know, again, you're keeping good borderline Pro Bowl talent for the next 4 years. You're way under the cap, but the realities are you're overpaying him based on the impact on the game that he's capable of making.
You know what I equated it to, Joe? Pedro Martinez.
Right. Mets didn't so much overpay for him, but they overextended him in years. You knew that the back 2 years, and we've talked about this, you've always used this, and when the deal came up, I was the one who said, well, that's too long. And you're like, Joe, you know what? It is too long. And it's something you've always used as a measuring stick and an example. He said, yeah, Joe, it is too long, but it's a franchise in need of legitimacy. This gives them legitimacy, even if they're overpaying in years and they never get their money's worth on the back end of the deal.
And, you know, with Collins, I couldn't agree with you more. He's a very good player. He's not an impact player, but he's a very good player. They need leadership on that side of the ball. They didn't give up all that much to get him. And now they at least, because if you remember last year, Joe, they had four players walk out the door the first day of free agency.
Wouldn't you?
Well, I'd run. I wouldn't walk. But
I mean,
with that being said, at least they're trying to show their fan base, hey, you know, we're going to try to keep our own. We got a guy that we feel is a very good player. We're going to make sure he stays a Brown. And they did just that.
All right. I get it. That makes sense. That, you know, when we put it in that light and look at it, okay, I get it. You know, they can't afford many more bloated deals.
No.
But this one they can't afford. It kind of gets them started.
They're going to re-sign Manziel.
That train wreck. getting himself together. That guy couldn't get himself together. I try not to talk about it.
Yeah.
Where else you want to stay with the NFL? Let me see if there's any other stories worthwhile beyond Brady insisting that there is no animosity between him and Roger Goodell. Okay. I think that's fine. You know, he'll get the last laugh if they win the Super Bowl because Roger Goodell will have to award the Lombardi Trophy to Robert. I'm sorry, Robert Kraft.
I got news for you. Roger may be every bit as tanked as Kraft. If he has to do that, he'll do
that.
Like
was great. That was great. I'm trying not to slap. That's like right there.
Yeah, Bobby, you need to chill, baby.
I thought they were going to dig up Mayor Menino to butcher everybody's names next.
At least Susie Culber wasn't there.
I can't. I said that to Jim Nance. I want to kiss you.
I want to kiss you.
But, you know, for a couple of guys that we've been known to knock a couple back. I mean, we have. We've been known to knock a couple back. Boy, he was snockered fast.
It's all about you.
You know, I mean, how long did it take him to get drunk? I mean, he must have started drinking the first quarter.
Well, yeah. He does.
Yeah, but you know, there's a pretty good chance in about 3.5 hours after the game starts that you're going to be hoisting the Lamar Hunt trophy on national television.
True.
You might say, you know what? Not that much Johnny Walker Blue now. After we hoist the trophy, we'll drink plenty of it and smoke cigars. You know, it's not like I'm going to get in trouble if I show up late for work at Gillette. I don't work in the factory. I own the place.
No, this is truth. You know what it is,
sorry.
Which I guess I can attribute a little bit to it. When you're that age, and he's 75, sometimes
we'll be dead by then, so we won't know.
No. So sometimes you think you can drink like you're 55, but that one extra kicks you into the reality of I'm 75.
Nobody thinks, you know, we ought to get him a pot of coffee before. I always love, and they just wheel them out there anyway. It's like nobody
what,
ever
tell
scratch.
Him?
Well, you know, doesn't his kid? Isn't he another guy? The kid works with him and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, Dad. Before we wheel you out there, we might even want to run you under a shower or have you down a cup of coffee.
I don't care.
They don't care. I guess. I mean, they're freaking billionaires. What the hell do they care?
Yeah.
You know, we're laughing at him. He's like, yeah, okay. You want to trade paychecks? Like, I'd be happy to, but you're not interested.
5.2.
Yeah. What are you going to do with my change, you know? Open a smelting plant?
He's got Daniel, Joshua, and David.
Maybe they're all drunk. I don't know.
President of International Forest Products. Joshua is president and CEO of the Boys Club, Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston. And David Kraft doesn't have anything that he is identified with on Wikipedia.
Again, he'll make money the old-fashioned way. He'll inherit it.
Absolutely.
All right.
See James Dolan.
Yeah, there you go. Arthur Blank taking everybody to Houston.
Yeah,
which
too.
Is only a crime if you're forced to go there.
Yeah.
All employees. So all the Home Depot employees or just the Falcon employees?
Just the Falcon employees.
Could you imagine if he said everybody from Home Depot come? He could afford it. It's Arthur Blank.
He'd fill the stadium.
Who, by the way, I mean, the cheesy – is he a throwback to – he almost reminds you of like an Errol Flynn type with that – it's like he hasn't updated his look in about 35 years.
Have to spend money.
Yeah, well, he's got plenty of it.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, anything else in the NFL?
Nah. Although I did get a kick out of Herm Edwards.
What did he have to say?
He was, you know, they were talking about Super Bowl stuff and preparations and all that, you know, as the long, tedious journey to 2 weeks from Sunday begins. He was hilarious, though. He was like, cover number 11! Cover number 11! He doesn't have a name, but cover number 11.
Well, goes, you know that's coach speak. Guys, coaches never say names. They just yell numbers.
Oh, no,
they don't know anybody's
about it, name. He was saying, he goes, you know, what's your advice? He goes, cover number 11. They're going to throw at the number 11.
Good
all
advice.
10 guys, go cover number 11.
Sound advice, easier said than done.
Yeah,
which
true.
Is why it's always easier to say when you're at ESPN. You might want to cover number 11. Well, number 11 has something to say about that.
Yeah.
You try and cover him. I'm over here now.
540 points scored by Atlanta.
Oof. They're one of the 10 most prolific offenses we've ever seen, Bob. based on points, based on points scored and everything else. So it's going to be one hell of a Super Bowl, man. And as we get closer, we'll preview it and all that kind of fun stuff. What do you say we go to baseball? The Dodgers have added their second baseman in a smart, sound move. They gave up a top pitching prospect to fetch him, but again, the Dodgers are about winning now, and they have a ton of young pitching prospects on the farm. It looked like it was going to be Brian Dozier. That never happens. Logan Forsythe from the Tampa Bay, I always call him the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, from the Tampa Bay Rays for top pitching prospect Jose De Leon. This is typical Tampa Bay. We got younger and cheaper.
Yeah.
Maybe got better, but we definitely got younger and cheaper, which is what we do. Jose De Leon is just about major league ready. Was a top, I guess he was a top 25 prospect in all of Major League Baseball going into 2016. Yep. Star has fallen a little bit, but certainly well inside the top 50, easily inside the top 100. And he's ready, and he's ready to hit the major leagues now. It's not like he's 2 years away. And this is the formula for the Tampa Bay Rays. Younger and cheaper. When Andrew Friedman did it, they were usually better. Since Andrew Friedman has left, it's always been younger and cheaper, not necessarily better. For the Dodgers, you needed a second baseman. You got one in Logan Forsythe. He'll also be your leadoff hitter. Mm-hmm. He's got plus power, okay on base percentage, solid glove. If you ever get a stud second baseman, you can always make Forsythe your super sub. You can play about 11 positions on the field, even though there's only 9.
Truth.
So, smart, sound move. It's not like the Dodgers have any budget constraints. They're the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They print money with a printing press. So, sound move for the Dodgers. Could be a sound move for the Rays. You know, it depending on how De Leon develops. But again, top 25 prospect going into the season. 2.61 ERA and AAA for the Dodgers. That's always strong because they play in the Pacific Coast League.
Right.
2.61 ERAs don't happen in the PCL very often.
Yep, and he got a little taste of the major leagues as well last year.
Again, rough when it came up, but what does that mean? You know, a lot of guys come up in the first go-around. Remember, there was a guy named Willie Mays. Didn't he strike out like 20-something times in his first number of at-bats?
What? Right. 1-for-31.
Yeah, 1-for-31 with like 20-something strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
He was okay. So I don't worry when they come up for a cup of coffee at the end and it doesn't go well.
Right.
111 strikeouts, 86 innings, sub-3 ERA in the Pacific Coast League.
Yeah.
Might work for me.
Yep. And I like what the Dodgers have done. I really do, Joe. They got key pieces back that they re-signed. You know, everything, of course, it's based on health. We get
they
all
can't
that.
Move Puig, but you know they've now made him. They've now made him their number 7 type hitter potentially right. In their lineup, which means you lessen his impact. And if he can just get him to fall into line, well, he'll be okay.
Yeah, and if he changes the oil between his ears, you know who knows, right?
Exactly right. Well said, Bob. What do you say we tie a bow around this? And if you have a story or two walking out the door, we'll do them next here on the Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it's at.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Now seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Now, on that note, Joe, how does Pac-Man Jones stay in the league?
Runs fast, can return kicks. It's not a league of quality people. It's been, you know, it's the NFL. It's done. I guess it's the some felons league. Why? What did he do now?
Well, you know, going back to the January 3rd incident, and, you know, they got the video now where he's sitting in the back of the police car after getting arrested, screaming profanities and racial slurs at the cops, telling the cop, the one particular cop, "I hope you die tomorrow. You're going to be out of a job tomorrow." And, of course, the NFL spokesman goes, "This video will be part of the review of the incident under the personal conduct policy."
Pac-Man Jones, he's one of a kind, and thank God, because if there were two of them, we'd bang our heads against the wall.
You know, we brought this up a couple of times over the years. Do you remember at the draft when we were there?
We thought he was the most together kid.
He was running for mayor.
Yeah, well, he was shaking hands, kissing babies.
Yep.
We said, "Boy, this guy's got it all together." Boy,
this guy gets it.
Yeah, he gets it all right. Usually he gets the book thrown at him.
Jeez.
This might be the thing that finally runs him out of the league, Bob, or at least has him on the sidelines for much of the 2017 season.
Well, maybe Cincinnati will give him an extension.
And Cincinnati Penal League. On that note, we out of here. Thanks to Robert, who seemingly got it right today. Thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we come at you with the hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.